Here is the managing general, or general manager, if you will, of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Here's Lou Lamoriello. Hello, Lou. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Excellent, pal. Excellent. Patrick Marleau, interesting case. I want to ask, before we get into a conversation about the genesis of the deal, et cetera, let me ask you a technical question because it came up yesterday on our holiday roundtable, and I think we know the answer, but we're not sure. I am told that the deal, and I'm going to give approximate numbers, would pay him $8 and change the first year, $6 and change the second, $4 and change the third, to average out at about $6.25. First of all, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, and this is the question I asked the panel, and I'm not 100% sure we got the right answer. When you up against the cap, is the total amount equally amortized over all 3 years, Lou?
Yes, it is.
So okay.
625.
Okay. That being the case, why alter the payment schedule? Why pay him $8, then $6, then $4?
Well, it's always easier if there were ever an opportunity to make a transaction in the latter part of a player's contract.
Oh, right. To trade him.
It's,
if you
to
need
trade
to.
Him,
yeah.
It's less for another team to take on.
He does have a no-trade clause, though, a universal no-trade clause. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it would have to be with his approval. Let's talk a little bit about this deal. Obviously, you went after him. I assume this was not entirely a Lou Lamoriello initiative, that you had conversations with your cohorts there at MLSE. Was there a consensus that this was a guy that you felt you wanted to get?
I feel very comfortable answering that. It was a unanimous consensus on the player. He had a lot of teams that were interested in him for a lot of different reasons. First of all, the player he is and the way he plays and what his abilities are, and also the type of individual he is, and that played a role into the decision. We're at a state with the young players that we have, and we saw them last year in what they did and what they're capable of doing. And we want to make sure that during that whole development and where they're going to be the core of this team going forward. But they need the education. They need the professionalism. They need the support staff to help them grow in every way. And when you're able to get a player like Patrick Marleau, who in our opinion still has a lot of hockey left, put age aside, his skating abilities are what makes it very, very attractive. He's an elite skater. It's skaters who sort of labor at a lot of part of their career that they have a difficult time. And the way he is taking care of himself throughout this, his whole career. He's played just about every game that he could play, including the whole season in the last 3 years. So, yes, there's always a risk in any decision you make.
Of course.
But where the team is at, what he can bring to the players that we have in the education process, it was really a decision, as I said earlier, and I feel comfortable saying it, unanimous amongst our whole group and what he can do. Yes, it's a pricey contract. We feel this is probably the only time in the careers of the young players that we have that we could take, you know, this type of a chance. When I say chance, and getting a player like this to help not only on the ice but off the ice, in the locker room, and the growth. And you can't emphasize that enough of how important that is. And the additions of Dominic Moore and Ron Hasley certainly support that, and because you do need the veterans. We saw what Brian Boyle did when he came in the locker room last year. We feel very comfortable with this transaction.
So, yeah, would you say unanimous, Lou, and obviously at the head of that in terms of in the room, I imagine talking about it would have been your coach. It's the benefit of having the guy who gets to coach a couple of Olympic teams. What was the thing that stood out the most for you in terms of what Mike Babcock said that he liked about having Patrick Marleau with those national teams?
Well, I think the most important thing is not only seeing him play ourselves against us as recent as this year, but his elite skating ability and his hockey sense and his way of making other people around him better. So, and he's an all-situation player, too. He's played kills penalties. But you can put him in any role that you might want, you know, in the lineup.
I understand that Babcock would presumably have the final say on this, maybe the exclusive say on this, but in the course of your evaluation of whether or not to pursue Marleau, did you address where you thought he might play? Is that the kind of thing you talk about, Lou?
Yes, we do. And there's no final say in anything on any one individual. You know, we all talk about it. But this is a decision that, you know, we all take responsibility for. It's not the final say here or final say there. It's a decision that's made, you know, in the best interest of the team and best interest of the group.
So can you share with us where you think he's most likely to fit? Would it be on Austin Matthews' line?
I don't think any of us know that. I don't think Mike knows that. If you ask Mike that question right now, he couldn't tell you where he's going to play. I think training camp will tell us. We don't know where our players are going to be, you know, coming off last year as far as, you know, exactly where they're at in their growth. So that's a very difficult question to answer.
It it certainly adds another chip. Not that he would be the guy, clearly, that to move out to get the defenseman, but it gives you a little more depth, perhaps, at forward that you can deal from. Is there is it a constant thing for you guys? I know everyone focuses on July 1st, but is it a constant day-to-day thing now, that search for a defenseman, and how urgent is it in your mind?
Right now, we're extremely happy with the team we have. We have depth. You know, we do not have to do anything immediately, and we're happy with the defense we have right now. You don't just do something for the sake of doing it or keep pressing to do it. If there's an opportunity to get better, whether it's yesterday, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, you do that. But it's not a case of you sort of dangling out because you have this. It's a case of just doing what's right for the team. And if an opportunity comes about, you do it, but you don't press it. It still takes two to make any decision that's comes with reference to his trades.
Nylander almost assuredly is going to be a very good player in this league, and Marner is going to be a very good player in this league, and I don't think any of us deny that. But Matthews is the guy that kind of stepped out in his first season and demonstrated an extraordinary skill set that very, very few players have. Coming off the decision in Edmonton to give McDavid the long-term contract, I wonder if you looked at that, Lou, and thought, well, maybe it's to our advantage to address Austin Matthews' future sooner rather than later.
Well, first of all, Austin is in his first year of his entry-level contract, and you couldn't even do that even if you wanted to or you were thinking of it. He still has two more years of entry level.
Didn't McDavid sign his after 2 years, though? He signed an extension.
They agreed upon an extension in the third year, which you could do when the third year comes with Austin.
Do you think the number that Austin McDavid got is a relevant number when you take a look at what Nylander did or what Austin Matthews did?
No, I wouldn't even go there. I wouldn't even think of not only responding to that, but even thinking like that. That's a little ways down the road. We're certainly going to keep our pro formas and within the 5-year plan and change it every day. But that's not something right now that we have to even think about.
Would you be happy going to camp with this roster? You sound like you would be. Or are you still hopeful that there are other pieces to you might be able to move or acquire?
No, right now we're extremely happy going into a camp with this roster. There's going to be internal competition that is excellent. you know, we will certainly get our players' attention at this time, at the beginning of the summer, to make sure that they come in the best shape they possibly can because of the people that we have here. And as I said, you don't have an opportunity like this with where the core of our group for the future is young and in entry-level contracts to make a decision like this where you can, you know, do, you know, if you want to use the word, take a risk, but it's the risk is certainly in favor of, you know, being very positive on the team.
Lou, when the playoffs were unfolding and the way that series with Washington as close as it could be and the amount of games that it went, did that change at all? I mean, I have a feeling you keep things close to the vest that the plan was going to be what it was going to be. But was there any thought that, okay, we need to bump this up and maybe the Patrick Marleau move is a bit with that in mind? If they hadn't done what they did and your team did in the playoffs, would you have made this move, in other words?
Well, you know, once again, that's hypothetical. I wouldn't even want to, you know, think about that. I just, you know, and I say this in due respect to everybody, I waste my time on what we've got today, not what might have and could have or should have happened.
Okay, what about that? This then, does that, did that make you guys more excited, the fact that they went toe-to-toe with the President's Trophy winners?
Oh, I think it made everybody excited. But also, you have to take a step back and understand how difficult it is coming off that in going into the second year. You know, the second year is the most difficult on young players for a lot of different reasons because of, you know, especially when they have success. And the reason for a move like this is to make sure that we help not have that happen. Because it's, I'm okay, or maybe we're better than we are. All these things go through your mind. And if you don't address them, you know, you're going to get caught because it's just the nature of, you know, the way people think and certainly the way players think. This is a tough league. Going into last year's, you know, there were teams who didn't make the playoffs that, you know, were really penciled in to be top two or three.
Right.
So we have to make sure that, you know, we think of everything and look at everything. And when you have an opportunity to, you know, sort of, put your odds in a better shape. You do it.
With Lou Lamoriello, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Respectfully, you've been around this game an awful long time. You've won Stanley Cups. You've had teams that haven't been very good. You've built teams from the bottom up and from the top down. And when you came here, the first agenda was to disassemble and then reassemble. I don't remember. I think you got a 3-year contract, but I can't recall. And I'm not even going to ask you if you don't want to say. But I'm wondering whether you're invigorated at this point in your career with what has happened here in Toronto and the success that you and the rest of the staff have brought, albeit, you know, just a first step. Do you still want to keep doing this for a while?
Well, let's answer your first question. I'm excited with this group. The energy that they have created, I think all of us, including yourself, Bob, we've talked about this often. You know, they brought something unique. They love the game. We're very fortunate to have the group of young players that we have because they want to be good.
Yep.
They want to do the things that are necessary to be good. They want to do it right all the time. They get along. There's no one, you know, outside of the box, so to speak. They're humble, and, you know, it's something special. So you have to feel good around them, and you have to give them every opportunity to succeed because they're doing everything they can to succeed, and yet you still know by being in the game, all of us here know how difficult it is and how you can get off track or you can have things get in the way. So we're trying to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I want to reassure everybody that the core is the young players. And we feel the young players are also going to help the veterans that we bring in when they see their enthusiasm, they see their excitement. So absolutely, I'm no different than anyone.
So it motivates you to want to stick around to see this thing through?
Well, let's be careful of you know, that end of it. I'm going to do this as long as I feel good. or my family is good. All of those things.
I'm
not even thinking of that. I'm just thinking about, you know, what's at hand today and what we have to do this year. The end result will take care of itself, whatever that decision is.
Well, you know, Leaf fans are excited about the upcoming season, probably more excited even than they were at the beginning of last year. And it's been a long time since Leaf fans have been in this position. And you are to be congratulated, you and everybody over there, for what you've been able to accomplish. We thank you for your time. We probably won't bug you the rest of the summer unless you do something big, Lou. So take some time off, and we'll chat again maybe September or October. Thank you, as always, for this.
No, thank you. It's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure. And yourself, enjoy the rest of the summer.